you, me, we cannot pull down any stronghold that we are participating in. Are you listening to me? The church is in trouble.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn.
Hello and happy Friday, everyone. On Love Never Fails today, Pastor Bill teaches the message, the war over reality. So let's join in the study.
This morning, from just the verses that I read, I want to talk to you about a subject that I don't know really how to define it. I think I'll let the Holy Spirit define it for you. Is that okay? And that each of you, maybe this word this morning will speak differently to each and every one of you, those that are listening live as well, those that are on the radio, whatever, wherever you are. I pray you open your ears. When you hear difficult things, don't shut down. Thank you. That's right. Now, revolution. I haven't talked about that in a while because that's the word 2022, 2024, all the way through. We have 8 months left in this year. We have 6 months before a new president or the old president, whatever is going to happen, there's going to be a presidential election. You're getting ready to start experiencing in the next couple of months, if you haven't already, just literal toxic deception. And it's important that you are led by the Spirit and listen to the Holy Spirit and be in God's Word. And yes, this is a beautiful day that God has given us. I'm thankful, you know, the Kona ice, whatever that is going to be out there. And then the burgers and whatever is, praise the Lord, amen? And we could sit here this morning and we could say to ourselves, you know, Bill, really, all is good. And I could say, yes, all is good, but really, it's not good. Okay, it's very important that we see that. And I don't want to start with a downer, but, you know, the truth is we can't stick our head in the sand, okay? Man, the spirit of murder is across our nation like never before. The spirit of pride, oh, it's just engulfed our nation. And we are witnessing anti-Semitism at a new level in a nation that has forgotten God. Now, I love America, and you love America. But the Bible says in Psalm 9:17, it says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. We don't want to forget God, amen? No, so America, the country we love, and we do love this nation, it's the freest nation still on earth. But America has produced an illusion that we, as a nation, we really trust in God. But that's not the reality of the nation we live in, is it? No, the reality is that we live in a nation governed by man, elected individuals, who many of those who pass legislation to give sin right in our nation. It's amazing what's happening. The Bible tells us in Psalm 9:19, "Rise, O Lord, do not let man prevail." Here it comes. "Let the nations be judged in your sight." And he says, put the nations in fear, O God." It's a prayer. He says, "O Lord, make them realize how frail the nations really are." And he says, "That the nations may know themselves to be but men." And he says, "Selah." Pause, stop, think about, meditate upon that. The Bible tells us in Psalm 10:4 that the wicked, that God is not in any of their thoughts. It also says in Psalm 10:13, it tells us that the reason that God is not in any of their thoughts is because they don't believe that they'll ever give an account unto God for what they do. But they will, won't they? This scripture here summarizes the position of our country as we are right now. And it's Psalm 12:8. It says, the wicked prowl. That word prowl is a different kind of word in Hebrew. It goes like this. The wicked strut around. You ever seen a banty rooster? How they kind of strut. They have that strut, don't they? And it says, the wicked, it says, they strut around on every side. But listen to when they do that. when vileness is exalted, or literally, when vileness is given an extremely high rating among the sons of men. That's where we are. Now, this morning, as I only by the Spirit of God can I teach what I'm about to do, or any service. The 21st century church, we, loved one, we're in a war. You say, well, Bill, what does that mean? Well, we are in a war over reality. And say that with me, the war over reality. That's the title of this sermon, the war over reality. Now, listen carefully. Satan, does he have plans? Okay, does he hate God? Does he hate the church? Absolutely. He hates everyone equally, believe me, but he really hates the Christian. Okay, now here's what Satan wants. He wants every Christian, he wants them, us, me, you, to accept Christianity as it is right now. That's a very important word. In other words, the Father of all lies, loved one, he wants to do something. He wants to, not only does he want to deceive us, but what he wants to do, this war that's going on, that's happening right now, I don't hear any rockets, do you? I don't see any explosions, do you? I don't really even see any casualties. Are we living in the last days? Okay. The one who has blinded the mind of those who do not believe, they have a reality. They don't understand their reality and they would deny it. But their reality, loved one, is to live in darkness. But they don't know that. And not only do they live in darkness, the Bible says that they even love darkness. Unbeknownst to them, they love darkness. And why is that? Because the one who rocks this world to sleep, 1 John 5:19, we know that we are of God and the whole world lies in the arms or the sway of the wicked one. Amen. He rocks unbelievers to sleep, but he shouldn't rock a Christian to sleep. Now, so the one that's silent, he's so silent, he's so subtle. He's the serpent, if you will, of old. And here's what he has done. He has slithered, and that's what snakes do, slithered into the church. And he has brought deception. In other words, what he's brought is a satanic false reality. You say, now someone may be saying, now Bill, you need to correct yourself. You mean that satanic false reality is in the world. It's certainly not in the church. We are the pillar and ground or foundation of all truth, the Bible says. Amen? But I'm not going to be critical of the fallen world. They can't help but live and walk in that false reality. Amen? Because they're natural man. They're not born from above. But we are those who believe. We are those who are born from above. And for the church to live in and walk in a false reality, for the light of the world, the salt of the earth, the city that's hidden upon a hill, loved one, to live in a false reality when we have the truth of God's word is sin. It's sin. And also, every Christian is without excuse. Now, whatever society consents to, agrees upon, puts into practice as normal, that is society's reality. Amen? So any nation, any people, any society, any church body, whatever, any believer, listen, if you can't discern what is true, what is right, what is not right, and what is a lie or what is false, would you say that you're in deep trouble? Okay. Let me give you a scripture from the Old Testament saints from Isaiah 30, verse 10. And this is speaking about Judah. It says in Isaiah 30, 10, it says, you who say to the seers, the teachers, those who see what's going on, do not see, and to the prophets, oh, do not prophesy to us right things. Don't give us those good sermons and tell us what's right. We don't want to hear it. It's what they're saying. Speak to us. You ready for this? Speak to us smooth things, comfortable things, I want to feel good. I want to live in never, never land. I want to feel comfortable, man. I want feel good sermons. He says, speak to me smooth things. Prophesy deceit, or literally prophesy deceitful illusion. What is not real? What is not reality? Now, I want to read this exactly how I put it down last night. What would cause Israel of old, or even the church of today, to say this, the scripture I just quoted, to say this, or dare think like this, or even have a mindset like that? I don't want to hear God's word. I don't want to hear about the Holy One of Israel. I don't want any prophetic words being given to me, man. I just want a word that's going to make me feel good. The 21st century church, again, is in a war, and here's what's happening. He wants the pulpits in our nation, in America, here, to speak smooth things to the sheep. Don't get them upset. You know, they're so, you know, prophesy some deceitful things to them. Those deceitful illusions or those false realities. Now, and when that happens, what happens to the sheep? The pulpit then has just created a false reality for the sheep to live in, okay? And not only that, they have in their heart, they're going, everything is good. There's not any problems, man, and so forth. All is good, but that's not the true reality. No, the powers of darkness want the church to abide in a false reality, literally their reality. They don't want you to abide in the true reality, and his name is Jesus Christ. Amen? Now, listen, here's why that the powers of darkness don't want us to continually abide in our Lord. Let me read the scripture. John 15:5, Jesus says, I am the vine, or I am the source of life. I am the source of all the nourishment, spiritual nourishment that you will ever need in your life. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me, dwells in me, lives in me, draws strength and nourishment from me. He who abides in me and I in him, listen to the result. Jesus said, you're going to bear what? Much fruit. For without me, apart from me, severed from me, without me, you can do nothing. Now listen, this is going to offend some of you, but I'm not trying to offend you, what I'm about to say. I love you, okay? But are you abiding in the vine? And I'm going to give you some things here. Because I know what Jesus produces and what Jesus doesn't produce in people. Amen? So let me give you a list of things that Jesus doesn't produce. Let me give it to you. Number one, servantless saints, loveless saints, selfish saints, gossiping saints, unforgiving saints, unrepentant saints, powerless saints, prayerless saints, churchless saints, Bible-less saints. Does Jesus produce any of those? No. Now, Satan wants the Christian, again, to accept Christianity as it is today. Fruitless. Come on. Oh, Lord, powerless. But that is a false reality that the church has settled into. Now, listen, you may be going, hey, Bill, that didn't make me feel very comfortable. Good. Now, are we in a make-believe revolution? Okay, you know the scripture, Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, where Jesus says, from the days of John the Baptist unto now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence or is violently treated. And he goes on and he says, but the violent take it by force. Now, that's a good word, not a bad word. It's not talking about fighting or any of those things. It means Jesus is speaking of believers who seize the kingdom that they are a part of and make it their own and walk in its power, amen, and believe the word of God. In other words, that is our true reality, is the body of Christ revolving, that's revolution, revolving around the head of his church, amen, Jesus our Lord. Now, with all that being said, we have to return. We have to return to our true reality every day, and we have to walk in it. And you say, well, Bill, how do we do that? Well, Jesus told us how. Let me give you the scripture. John 8:31, Jesus said this to those who believe in him. He says, if, that's a conditional thing. If you abide in my word, if you live in my word, if you believe my word, if you apply my word by faith, by the power of the Holy Spirit, amen? If you abide in my word, if you live in my word, you are, Jesus said, my disciples. And then he used another word, indeed. Man, it's the word of God, amen? And then he says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you comfortable. The truth will make you complacent. The truth will always make you happy. No, the truth will make you free. That is a reality of every believer if you believe it. You have been set free, and the more that you know the word and apply the word, knowing the word is wonderful, but if you don't apply it, how do you get free? You see, that's so important. That's our true reality. And the question is it your reality? Is it this church's reality? Because, loved one, listen, the world does not define your reality. Wars and rumors of wars, they do not define your reality. Amen? The government doesn't define your reality. The world certainly doesn't. Why? Well, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. We're citizens of another reality. Amen? Very, very important. So you need to ask yourself, loved one, this question. What or who, or say, what defines your true reality? If it isn't the word of the living God, then whatever's defining you is a false reality. You see, Jesus told us, Matthew 4:4, man shall live not by bread alone, but by what? Every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. What did Jesus tell us? He said, he who hears these sayings of mine and doeth them, I'll liken him to a wise man who built his house upon a rock, meaning your life, okay, your family, whatever. And the rains came and the storms came and the winds came, but it didn't blow that house down because it was founded on the rock. Jesus said there, I'm quoting from Matthew 7:24 and following. Jesus said, but he who hears my word and doeth them not, I liken him unto a foolish man who built his life, his home, his entire being upon sand. And the same storms, same winds of life and the problems came through, and that house fell, and great was its fall, Jesus said, amen. So what reality are we really living in, loved one? It's important for us to know. So you say, Bill, well, then how are we going to remove a false reality which comes from our thinking and what we see? How do we remove a false thinking from? Are you at 2 Corinthians chapter 10? Let's look at it. For though we walk, or literally, though we live in the flesh, Paul says, we do not what? We don't war according to the flesh. We don't wage war against the wicked one in this world that we live in, this fallen world, with natural weapons, if you will. He says, according to the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not of this world. They're not of the flesh. Now, here's the thing. Here is your reality. Number one, you are in a war. Amen? Now, if you're in a war, you better find out what's true. Because if you believe what's false, you're going to be defeated, aren't you? Okay. Now, you cannot fight an invisible enemy, loved one, with carnal weapons, fleshly weapons. No plan that you come up with, no whatever you do, I don't care, human wisdom, whatever it is, you'll never defeat the wicked one or the powers of darkness unless you do it God's way and do it the way God has supplied. Now, for the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they are mighty in God. Mighty in God. That word really should be divine power, okay, supernatural power. What is it in 1 Corinthians 2:5, and if I can remember, we shouldn't, our faith should not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. It says, so the weapons of warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty in God for what? For pulling down strongholds. That word pulling down means to destroy. It means to take down, and it says strongholds, only used there in the New Testament. Now listen carefully. I want you to see something. Paul says, okay, you're in a war, But then he didn't give us a list of any of the weapons of the warfare. Did you notice that? He just said they're not carnal, man. They're mighty in God. Okay, so he didn't list them, but they're not hidden from us, which means that you have to know the Word of God and go to the Word of God and believe the Word of God to get them. Amen? Now, that's very important. Now, listen to me. This is reality, right, what I'm about to say. Our reality. We are the only people on earth because we are the only people that really believe the Bible. Amen? And only the Bible tells the Christian, number one, we are in a war. We really are in a war with darkness, the wicked one. Not only that, the Bible tells us who we are in the war with. The Bible tells us in God's Word how to win the war. And He even tells us how our enemy fights against us. His schemes and strategies and his methods of his warfare. But never forget that our enemy is defeated. Amen. Now, you better know your enemy because he knows you. He knows you. So we don't need to go there, but you know in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. Amen. And it says, put on the whole armor of God. You know all those scriptures there. The whole armor of God, not your armor, God's armor. See, God's armor will never fail you. And you can go to Ephesians 6 and read all that and put all of those things on. Especially verse 16 where it says, especially that above all things, take up the shield of faith by which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Amen. Boy, that's so important. So the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty in God. They're supernatural for the pulling down of strongholds. Now, the stronghold here is used as a metaphor, if you will. And the word literally is a fortress, but metaphorically, Paul is speaking, okay? Or we should say the Holy Spirit is using a metaphor. Because what he is saying here is that in context, when it says strongholds, it's talking about wrong thinking, because Paul is going against the false teachers, remember? Wrong thinking, wrong thoughts, a wrong reality, things that are not true. So what are our weapons for? Pulling down what? Pulling down strongholds. So here, wrong thoughts, wrong thinking that contradict the living, true Word of God. Amen? In other words, we're to think like our Lord, man. Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So wrong thoughts. Now listen carefully. A stronghold is nothing more, and it's your mind, a stronghold is nothing more than a house made of thoughts. Okay? And you think this, and you think this, and you think this. I think I told you the story many years ago. You know, I don't remember all. But anyway, here's how it works. You know the Word of God, and all of a sudden, a lie comes in. Amen? Okay. Now, if that lie stays there, that's just one little rope, if you will, one little string. And it's not, you can pull that down. You can get rid of it. You cast it away. No big deal. But if you let it stay there, it's still a string. That thought is a string. Does that make sense? But let's get another lie that wraps around that string, a lie from the devil, and then another lie, and it wraps around it, and then all of a sudden it gets stronger and stronger, and it becomes a stronghold in your life. Fear can be a horrible stronghold, loved one. Listen, so here, the Bible says about these strongholds, it says in Proverbs 21:22, a wise man scales the city, or of the wise man climbs over the wall of the city of the mighty and brings down the trusted stronghold. So pulling down a stronghold, and I'm going to be repetitious again, is destroying any type of thinking that exalts itself above the Word of God, amen, and that is hostile to the Word of God. Paul was, again, he was pulling down false doctrine, a doctrine of demons. Why? Because the false teachers who are ministers of the devil, they wanted to shape the thinking and the reality of the sheep and give them a false reality. And that's what he wants to do. Now listen, you will never pull down one stronghold that Satan tries to put on you, man, if you don't know the Word of God. You have to know the Word of God. You have to believe the Word of God. And if you don't, you'll never do what it says in verse 5. You'll never cast down these arguments. Casting down or continually demolishing arguments. The King James says imaginations, which means literally false doctrine, false reasonings, anything that exalts itself against God, and every high thing that exalts itself against against, in other words, in defiance, the knowledge of God, or I should say, the true knowledge of God.
Once again, we're out of time, but please don't miss Monday's broadcast when Pastor Bill will conclude the war over reality. And we want to thank you for listening to the program today. Have a great weekend, and so long for today. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.